Now, a Thanksgiving hidden kitchen from the ancient olive groves of the West Bank. Every year, Palestinians renew a ritual there that goes back to biblical times. Despite decades of conflict with Israelis and even the uprooting of thousands of trees, Palestinians continue to work their ancient groves. Producer Sandy Tolan brings us the Olive Oil Season, a West Bank kitchen story.
If anybody wants to get his son married, he says, well, after the olive oil season. If he wants to buy clothes for his kids, he makes it after the olive oil season. If he wants to build an additional room in his small house, he makes it after the olive oil season, because it's a matter of life for them.
We are going to harvest our olive trees.
Okay.
My name is Farid Tamalla. I live in the West Bank village of Kiri. Now we are in the olive groves in the heart of the West Bank.
They are like jewels in the mountains of Palestine. They glow in the landscape of Palestine.
People take holidays, you know, schools will be closed.
My name is Jad Ishaq, and I am an agricultural engineer by training. And people will go, and everybody will be carrying the ladder, going to his olive orchards. Blankets will be spread under the tree, and people will join in.
We are very careful with the way we are picking. You have to be gentle.
There's this gentleness in how the olives fall on the tarp. There's this softness as they fall.
I'm Ibtisam Barakat. I am the author of the book, Tasting the Sky, A Palestinian Childhood. I was a student at Birzeit University in the West Bank. The students were required to do 120 hours of voluntary work. Hordes of students chose to do the olive harvest. We would gather in 20s, 30s, 40s. The word Birzeit means a well of olive oil. So I went to a university that is a well of olive oil. That's the name of it.
I talk to the trees, I feel them, they feel me. I come here, I talk to them, I comb them, I take care of them, I prune them. I consider it like my sons and my daughter. It's a very close relation between me and them. Like somebody growing up in your family.
The olive branch is an international sign of peace, but in the Palestinian territories it's come to represent division.
A group of West Bank settlers attacked a Palestinian family with rocks and metal bars in what's become an annual problem during the olive harvest.
The attacks by the settlers on the harvests deal a severe blow.
My name is Rabbi Arik Asherman. I'm the executive director of Rabbis for Human Rights. We are standing in the northern part of the occupied territories. As far as the eye can see here, you can just see hilltops just blanketed with olive trees. In this region, in recent history, the olive tree has been a symbol of strife. There have been efforts to uproot olive trees by settlers. We work in some between 30 to 40 villages throughout the occupied territories.
My name is Netanel, and I am from Israel, collecting olives with Palestinian guys.
You have in your village olive tree?
No, not in the village.
Beautiful olive tree, but the oil is very, very beautiful.
It's good in the salad.
I think part of what we do here, by working together as Jews, Israelis, internationals, Palestinians, in some small way we're perhaps restoring the original symbolism of the olive branch as a symbol of peace.
This is the first sack of olives for this season, which entered the press. But within days, it will be hundreds of sacks coming in. I am Osama Ode from the village of Bidya. The name Bidya, it means the stone for crushing olives. Here, in the season, you do not stop. You work day and night. Nobody cares about sleeping or not. Everybody is running, people bringing olives, taking the oil. Tractor comes, one goes in his small car and with his donkey with olives around. as if it is rush hour in downtown.
The oil is the main source of our life. You can't find any family can live without oil, olive oil.
The olive harvest time is our Thanksgiving. And so people gather and cook special harvest meals like sakhan, where fresh flatbread is drenched with olive oil and roasted chicken and sumac.
We call it zuwadi.
Roasted almonds.
Zuwadi is the food you put for the harvest.
And fried onions are mixed together and baked.
Man, feeling now that I'm hungry.
And of course, the king of that meal is the olive oil, the fresh olive oil.
I will be very lazy after that.
I've been in the United States for 20 years, but I think of olives every day. I eat olive oil every day. And I have an olive tree in my living room where I live in Missouri. I want to have an olive tree living with me.
يا ديتي يا ديتي الحزم لازم عاوني اليوم ولا انا برزام.
Our story was produced by Sandy Tolan. Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters. For a journey into the West Bank olive groves, photos, music and recipes of the harvest, go to npr.org.
Support for NPR comes from the dairy farm families who own Cabot Creamery, five generations of farming and making naturally aged cheddar cheese in Vermont at cabotcheese.coop.
On this Thanksgiving Day, this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
يا ديتي يا ديتي يا حقك.